We provide customized financial solutions, technology to run your business more efficiently, and community bankers who value building strong relationships. UNFNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes ball to start this second quarter as they trail Russellville 24-8. This performance by Brenna Burke, unbelievable.
It's amazing. That's a senior for you, though, and she's come out hot and come out ready to go. But here's the deal, 16-point game. Lady Bombers have been in this situation. Just chip away. We are a good team. Just start chipping away. The shots are going to stop falling for Russellville, but we've got to score our own. We can't continue to turn the ball over and give them free opportunities. So we just keep kind of playing and chipping away and see what happens.
Well, Drew Robinson check back in for Russellville. It looks like freshman Jasmine Garcia has come in for the first time tonight as well. Here is Husky dribbling to the low block, going in for the layup. They're going to say the foul is before the shot.
Yeah, of course. So, down here on this end, the girl gets three steps in to go shoot it. So, but Matt, I think we can get this score down below 10 by the end of the half. You got to feel good about where you are for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah. Jasmine Garcia picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Russellville. And the jumper was put up. It wouldn't go, and the rebound's controlled by Russellville. Here is Burke with it up top. I'm waiting to see. I'm anticipating. No, she's going to actually go give it to Garcia right now. Ball goes over on the right side to Willis. Almost had the ball knocked away, but she's able to get it out to Garcia. Now Burke has it. She'll dribble to the right elbow. Goes down into the lane. Puts up the jumper. This one, well, actually she missed it. But offensive rebound for Ely gives it back to Burke and has the ball knocked away, and the rebound and the ball is controlled by Mountain Home.
That's what we needed right there. We needed a good stop and Burke to miss a shot. I'm telling you, they're going to stop falling. We just got to start scoring.
Yonkers dribbling into the lane, putting up the layup. No good. Offensive rebound from McCart. She puts it back up, but that won't go either. Gets her own rebound and see if she can get another one. Up, oh, she'll be fouled.
Call a foul, yeah.
No. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Russellville's ball. Wow.
Man, oh, man. But here's the deal. We got to make that chippy shot, right?
That's
you
got to
make that point
blank.
Yeah,
you can't get that in the position.
No, you can't. When you have that, you got to make that first one.
6:47 left to play in the half. Burke into the front court. Finds Willis for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Matt Tome. So both teams miss layups there on that sequence. Ball goes over to Husky. Over to Yonkers near the right corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good!
They don't need to see three get hot if you're Russellville. That's what Mountain Home wanted to see, is a bucket to go down. Let's get a stop and keep chipping away at this thing. We can score in bunches just like Russellville come. We switched their 1-3-1. See if we can't get them to switch up on something here.
Garcia with it on the right side. Down to Ely in the corner. Now she'll dribble out a little more toward the wing. Gives it up top to Burke. Burke's going to put up the three-pointer. And it's a leaner, and it goes in. Why not?
I mean, that's not a great shot.
She's
off one leg, kind of floater and leaner, and she just makes it. I mean, this is crazy.
She's got 23 on the night, 27-11. Russellville up. Here is Moore with it. Gives it up top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg will throw it over to Husky on the right side. Husky will give it right back there to Rittenberg on the wing. She's going to drill towards the lane. Now gets it to McCarron in the lane. She's going to put up the turnaround jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Garcia.
Yeah, Anna's got to look at that rim. As she's starting to make that turn, she's got to look earlier, find that rim. She's finding it a little too late, which is why that shot's a little long.
Willis puts up the three in the left corner. It won't go, and it's going to be Rittenberg going to be called for the travel after she tried to get the rebound. I thought she might have drawn a little contact, but no call. Anna McCarron checks out as Livy Fossens comes in for the first time tonight. She's a 6-foot sophomore. And for Russellville, looks like Garcia and Willis check out of the game as Keister comes back in. I believe Campbell also came back in. Ball goes to Ely, back to Burke. Her three-pointer in the left corner, no good. Surprise. And the rebound's controlled by Moore.
I mean, one person's not going to beat you. We've got to score on the offensive side of things.
Moore's going to dribble to the left elbow, put up the jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Keister.
We've had opportunities. They're just not going down for the Lady Bombers. That was a good shot by Lake.
Burke with it across the timeline. A little over 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 27-11, Russellville up. Ball goes to Keister. Now to Ely near the free throw line. She's going to drill to the low block, kicks it out to Campbell. She's going to put up the three-pointer. That won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Fossens.
Good rebound. Good job, Livy. Livy can stand up to Ely. She's got the athleticism to handle Ely. Front of her and box her out just like she did there.
Husky dribbling on the left side, gives it there to Moore. Now up top to Yonkers, over to Husky on the left side. Over to Fossus.
Great.
Tries to give it to a cutting Moore. Ball's knocked away by Keister. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball with four and a half minutes left in the first half.
Good pass, good cut, better defense. They just got a hand on her. That was a layup. We just got to score, Matt, I'm telling you. Yeah. We're getting good opportunities. Shots are starting to not fall, so.
16 seconds left on the shot clock as Husky inbounds it to Yonkers. And now a foul's going to be called on Russellville, so Mount Holmes will get a fresh 35. There goes. Well, that is her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Cyclones here in the second quarter. So Campbell will check out of the game as Soraya Stroud, a sophomore, comes in for the first time tonight. Soraya Stroud, excuse me. Inbound pass goes to Husky. Takes the screen from Fawcett, throws it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Ely.
We're getting shots at the rim. I hate to say it, but they're just not going down.
And as for Burke, she tries a three, another three. This one won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
Yeah, we'll get Burke in a shooting happy. That's not going to get Ely involved and all that. I'm telling you, they're going to stop falling. We just got to get shots.
Husky with it on the right side. She'll give it there to Rittenberg. Rittenberg thought about the three. Instead, she'll throw it up top to Yonkers. Yonkers is going to lose the handle of the ball and the steal by Stroud.
I mean, every time we get a stop, we either turn it over down here on one end, and that's tough.
Yeah, Burke with it near just inside the half-court stripe. 27-11, Lady Cyclones up, 3:37 left in the half. Burke will give it to Robinson. Now over on the right side to Stroud. Now Keister has it, and she's called for the travel.
Yep.
Sarah Williams coming back in for Mount Tom, replacing Jayla Yonkers.
Now we got 3:30 left. We're down 16. We've got to have a nice close to this quarter. Let's get this thing under 10, under 8, 6 going into half, and you got to feel good to withstand the early pressure here from Russellville.
Mm-hmm. Husky will give it to Williams near the elbow. Back to Husky on the left wing. Up top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. It won't go. The rebound's knocked around and controlled by Ely. Burke has it almost knocked away, but she's able to control and go in for the layup. Good. She has 25 on the night.
25 of their 29.
Yep. Moore back the other way. Her layup is blocked by Ely, and she comes up with the ball. Burke comes back the other way. She's going to try another three-pointer. In and out, and the rebound is controlled by Robinson. She has it in the right corner. Gives it to Burke on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper. This one won't go, and this time the rebound is chased down by Fosnes. 29-11, the Lady Cyclones up, 2:34 left in the half. Husky with it, with Stroud right there on her. She gets by her defender, throws it to Williams in the left corner. She drills toward the lane, now kicks it back out to Husky. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
All right, there we go. Saw one go through the net.
Parker Husky with her first 3 points of the night. 29-14, the Lady Cyclones up, 2:16 left in the half. Burke across the timeline. She's going to dribble into the lane, throws it out to Stroud on the left side, up top to Robinson. Robinson dribbles to the low block, goes in for the jumper, won't go. Ely gets the offensive rebound. She will throw it out to Stroud. Her three-pointer is up and in. Soraya Stroud with her first 3 points of the night. 32-14, Russellville up, 1:47 left in the half. Inbound pass goes to Williams. She gets by her defender, finds Moore into the front court. She's going to put up the three-pointer on the left side, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Burke. Burke across the timeline, throws it over to Keister on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Oh, my goodness.
Everything just going in for the Lady Cyclones.
Kana Keister with her first 3 points of the night. It's a 21-point lead for Russell right now with 1:20 left in the half. Inbound pass goes to Fossness. She finds Moore, who gets it across the timeline. Dribbles on the right side. Throws it to Rittenberg, who mishandles it but gets it back. Rittenberg will throw it out to Husky up top to Moore. She's going to dribble just outside the paint, put up the jumper, rolls around, won't go, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Fossa. She goes back up with it, can't get it to go, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 1:01 left in the half.
Good job, Livy. That's on Ely. That's going to be her second foul.
Yep, second personal, 13th foul against the Lady Cyclones here in the second quarter.
Maybe we can transfer a few of those to Burke.
So Livy Fossa at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First free throw is up. Good. Well, that's one bright spot so far. Mount Tom's perfect from the charity stripe.
Good thing. Good thing. That's what we got to force them to get to that line.
Talia Ely, Kana Keister, and Drew Robinson all check out of the game. As let's see, I believe Willis was one of the ones that came back in. And McCorn comes back in after Louie Fossness' second free throw goes in, and Fossness will take a seat, her first 2 points of the night. 35-16 with 1:01 left to play in the game in the half.
You'll find out what these Lady Bombers are made of tonight, Matt.
Yep.
What do they have in them? Can they fight back?
Brenna Burke with it. She's just dribbling, and they won't be able to hold for the last shot of the half. Here is Burke dribbling into the lane now, kicks it out to Garcia. Now Stroud has it. Now gives it out to White. Now Willis has the ball knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Russellville.
Yeah, they tried to get a little cute. That ball that never was really in good hands at any time for the Russellville there. And Lady Bombers, great defense, good intensity there.
29.6 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is off. Now Tom with the ball, trailing by 19. Husky with it, throws over to Yonkers on the left side. Yonkers rolls up to the top, gives it to Husky there on the wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer, good!
Now we got to get a stop. Can't let them score. Get a stop real quick.
11 seconds left. Burke with it just inside the timeline.
It will be our ball to start the second half.
She's going to put up the long three. That won't go. Husky gets the rebound. Will they try to get a shot? She's going to try to get a heave.
Ooh,
and
it
hit the front iron. And we have reached the end of the first half.
Ooh, Lady Bombers are going to get – they're in a fight tonight. They're going to find out what they're made of. Russellville's kind of come out and swinging, and Mountain Home's going to have to answer the second half.
I'll tell you, Brenna Burke, she came out swinging in a big way.
She did, 25 points?
Yes.
Yeah, that's wild. She's not going to have that in the second half. We need Lakin and Jayla to get hot of our own and see if we can't close this gap.
So we'll come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show when we come back. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 35-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West, or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an